The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
We have to talk about Love Island first. You have to love it or you have to loathe it. I'm in the latter category. It's back on the telly. Amongst this year's contestants are Michael Owen's 19-year-old daughter, Gemma. There's a 27-year-old self-confessed Italian stallion called David. And there is a series first, an islander called Tasha, who is deaf. Now, the first full week has finished. Apparently, there has been lots of drama. One fella left on his own, and I have to describe him as a very sensible chap, by all accounts. Melanie Finn is entertainment correspondent and news reporter with the Irish Independent. Are you watching this, Melanie? You are.
I am, for my sins, yeah. Sure, that's my job, Jonathan. I have to.
Yeah.
As you said, it's actually been quite an eventful week on Love Island. The first week is generally quite quiet. It's kind of like assessing the scene. We're getting to know the islanders, getting to know the vibes between them. But there's actually been quite a lot of things that have happened in the first week. We had a contestant actually kick himself out of the villa. Sensible choice. I would agree with you there because he wasn't feeling it. He wasn't really into it, he said himself. He wasn't being himself on there. So he was
Before we move on to the rest of the scandal, as has happened on the villa, let's listen to your man, Liam, getting out.
Obviously, we all came here for the same sort of reason, but I haven't really been feeling like I've been giving like 100% Liam. I know what 100% Liam looks like, and I'm miles off that. Trying to find someone to leave the villa with that you care about, like, obviously, that's the goal, isn't it?
Yeah.
But when you're not feeling that, I feel like that makes it a very hard sort of time to find that. I've been thinking long and hard, like, this isn't a spur of the moment type thing. So, yeah, I've made the decision that I am going to leave the villa.
That sad piano player gets more work than your average hotel lobby because he's forever coming up with very sad tunes to match the mood in the room.
Exactly, yeah. But you must remember, though, that Liam initially said that his biggest fear was rejection. So you'd have to question why he went on a dating show in the first place, where the whole premise is either rejecting or accepting someone completely based on their looks and a bit of personality. So I think it was a very sensible decision. He was quite down and he did lose the person that he was coupled up with, which is, of course, Gemma Owen. More on her later. But he released a statement then saying, thanks, everyone, for your support, you know, standing by his decision. So it's clear that the producers are taking much better care of the contestants' mental health this year. And they would have provided support and counselling after he left the show, which is great to see that they're taking it seriously.
Yes, don't forget, he is now on the nightclub circuit ahead of the rest of the contestants. I mean, there is a positive to leaving and being the first out. You're the first charging the thousands upon thousands to go drinking in nightclubs for people to have a look at you and your six-pack. Now, you talked about Gemma Owens, whose dad, Michael, must be watching through his hands at this point. So she was with your man, Liam. Well, they coupled up rather than being with him. And then they threw a spanner in the works, did they?
So, Jonathan, we have to accept that Gemma Owen is one of the most popular contestants on the villa this year. All the guys fancy her. She's drop dead gorgeous. She is 19. She was coupled up with a 27-year-old, which many people found a bit dubious, to say the least. You know, you can look at all the comments on Twitter there. I'm not going to go into them. Neither of them seemed to have an issue with it. So, it was like an 8-year age gap. But in fact, that was the second guy she's coupled up with. She's now coupled up with Luca, who sells fish. Cue all the jokes you can imagine and all the puns. So she's actually coupled up with a different guy now. She got a lot of hate on Twitter. She was actually trending within days of her going onto the villa. Obviously, she's completely unaware of this. You know, people don't like how she's been portrayed on the show. Hopefully, they'll pull that back. And again, you know, I would not recommend that she looks on Twitter when she leaves that show because there's a lot of very negative comments. A lot of them are very unfair. She can't help who she is. But you would kind of question, Jonathan, why she went on in the first place. Like, Michael Owen, her dad, is worth about probably over £50 million. You know, he's a former England player. He's very renowned. She doesn't need to do it for the money. Her family is extremely wealthy. She doesn't need to do it for any of the other reasons that the others may do it. I think, you know, give her a chance. She's 19. Like, she's essentially a kid. So that's a lot of pressure to be putting yourself in the spotlight at that age.
Well, and then your ex-boyfriend walks in. Let's have a listen.
Oh my God! No, 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 no! That's my ex-boyfriend.
What?
That's my ex-boyfriend.
What?
No, no, no! I swear down.
You're lying.
I know. I swear down.
How long was you with him for?
Like 8 months.
Now, isn't that a form of badger baiting, to put in a former boyfriend in a room with a load of cameras just to see a reaction?
What it is, Jonathan, is taking a leaf out of another reality show. I'm sure you watch X on the Beach. And this is basically where exes are set up with each other and other people. It's very weird. That's one I haven't watched. It is a strange decision. And normally they throw these people in about 2 or 3 weeks into the show, say there's a bit of a lull in viewership, you know, and then they do these things to jazz it up, you know, these kind of gimmicks. It does seem strange. I'm not going to lie about that. However, he is single. Apparently he's looking for love. So let's see how that unfolds.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm sure it'll unfold fine. They did have a little chat a couple of hours after your man walked in. I don't know your man's name, but anyway, here he is talking to said Jem Owen.
How's the family? Good?
Mm.
All good, yeah?
Yeah, everyone's keeping well.
Good, good.
Well, how about you? I saw you got a new doll.
Oh, so you've been proper looking at me instead of it?
No.
How have you seen it then?
Yeah, that's what you're getting at.
Well, that was quite recent.
You just knew how to push a certain button.
Yeah, I think I still do as well, don't I?
No.
You know, I reckon?
No.
I reckon I could wind you up quite easy still.
What, you think you could?
Put it to test.
Oh, dear God. This is not entertainment, surely.
It was a bit awkward, all right. Like watching paint dry, you know.
It
was quite cringy, I have to admit. The other thing is, Jonathan, as well, people don't know that her dad is Michael Owen. Obviously, Jack does. So the big question mark now is whether he's going to tell them and let the cat.
Oh, so they don't know that she's Michael Owen's daughter. Okay, I'm with you. So they don't kind of get a profile of everybody going in. They just see good-looking people opposite them kind of thing.
Well, she described herself as an international dressage rider, and she also designed swimwear. So, you know, that's
I often describe myself as an international dressage rider as well, but I mean, that doesn't mean I get on Love Island.
Hey, look, what you get up to your in private life is different matter altogether.
Now, Melanie, the one thing about this is this causes more rows in Irish households than any other television show, purely because nothing else can be watched when this nonsense is on at 9 o'clock every evening on Virgin Media. And it seems to go on forever. I mean, as far as I can make out, this is going to run right up until the restart of the Premier League.
That's right. Yeah, it has a very long run, you know, all the way up to August. So, I mean, that's the whole point of it. It is like a real life soap opera. And like any soap opera, you have to check in daily to see how your characters are getting on. But I have written in the intro about how it's starting to feel a little dated. You know, they all have the same catchphrases every year. They've all watched the show previously. So they're nearly too familiar with the format. You know, there's no intrigue or mystery left to it anymore. So I don't know. I could see them maybe resting it, you know. Maybe next year even. This could be the last series. Mm. It's just people tuned off during the pandemic. It wasn't on. So this is the first time it's back since 2019. So people, that gap in their schedule that they would have had for Love Island during the summer, that's not there anymore. Plus it's competing with all the streaming services. So I'd be interested to know what the ratings are.
But when you look back on Big Brother, which would have been this big massive phenomenon that kicked in like Love Island was, there were people from Big Brother who went on to have successful careers and who became household names. Has anyone from Love Island, at least in recent series, become anything other than a contestant who was once on Love Island whose name people can't remember?
Maura Higgins, of course, our own Longford's Maura Higgins. She's hugely successful. She's made well over €1 million. She's done collaborations with makeup and clothing launches. She's seriously, you know, she's made some serious coin from this. And she was fourth in the 2019 series. So you don't even have to win it, but you just have to be memorable. And we all know that's that's what she was for her Melanie, catchphrase, which I'm not going to repeat.
Indeed, yes, let's not mention that at this hour of the morning. Melanie, I have to say, this was the item I have been least prepared for in 25 years of broadcasting, so I'm glad that you were here to guide me through it. Melanie Finn, entertainment correspondent and news reporter of the Irish Independent. Thanks very much for that.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.